this is what I meant, and this is why it is super important. And I think one of the things that they always tell is that the team is super important. And I really, really agree on it.
In this episode of the Unstoppable Business Podcast, we're talking to Syntho. Syntho is the winner of the 2020 Philips Innovation Award for its unique solution to solving the global data privacy dilemma with synthetic data. CEO Wim Kes sits down to discuss how to maximize your down moments, the three things you need to ensure your startup reaches success, and how to focus your time and energy while being a founder. First, I guess let's talk about the story behind your startup. Put me in the room. What was happening when the idea came up?
Yeah, basically, I have a background in the financial sector. They're developing various software applications like mobile apps, online environments where you're looking at as a client. In the development process, we typically work with sensitive data. And working with sensitive data in the financial sector, you typically end up in risk assessment, legal contracts, typically really time consuming, but also energy draining trajectories. That was the moment that I realized, okay, on the one hand, we want to innovate with data. And on the other hand, we have privacy there, have people, our society are caring more and more about what companies are doing with our data. And we see, of course, regulations getting stricter. And instead of those discussions, we need solutions. That was the moment that we thought, okay, this is a gap. We need to have a solution for this. Let's start Syntho, really with the motivation to solve data privacy challenges and make sure that we get access to data fast.
Gotcha. So there was like a bunch of developers in the room and you guys were all thinking, was there like a signal in the market or was there a single moment where you guys decided, okay, this needs to be solved?
Not necessarily a single moment, but the two other co-founders of me all were also active in the realization of data-driven innovation than with other companies. They have more data science background, typically they face the same challenges, but then more from a developer role. I have more of a product management background, but typically face the same challenges. So before that day, when they started a new project, for example, typically the start was getting access to the data, and that typically took more than a sprint, more than a week, more than maybe sometimes even months. That was the moment that, we all work agile, right? We have sprints, we have backlogs, we have scrum masters. The way of working is agile, but getting access to data is completely not agile. So that was the moment to really say, let's make a solution.
Gotcha. Yeah. Do you know who your market is? Like, who your technology will be good for? Like, is it made for everyone? Is there a certain market that you guys are going to start with?
Yeah, so we generate AI-generated synthetic data. Can deep dive on that a little bit more. So the essence really that you have high-quality synthetic data, and we focus on setting up test and development infrastructure, both for software developers, but also more for analytic purposes, so test environments and infrastructures for AI modeling. Typically, we do that for setting up, for example, data warehouses, synthetic data warehouses, so that your developers and engineers have access to representative test data. So that's the focus area. And we are mainly active in various sectors because typically all sectors have software development and modeling. But we focus on synthetic test data, really high quality synthetic test data that you can use as if it is real data so that your testers, developers, and product owners can test with representative synthetic data.
Yeah, that sounds really exciting, man.
Yeah. Thanks.
At this stage, how long have you guys been working on this for?
Actually, we started 1.5 years ago, actually 2 months before COVID hit us. So it was quite a bad timing, so to say. But nevertheless, it went quite well. We won the Philips Innovation Award. It's a major startup competition. So that was really, really great. Of course, further developing our product and then starting to get our first customers on board. So that was really excited. And actually 2 months months ago, we closed our funding deal with the Dutch security tech fund of Tin Capital. So also a big milestone for us and now in a phase to really scale our solution further so that that more clients can use the value of synthetic data.
Wow, awesome, man. So during all this whole process, was it like a really smooth ride or was there a lot of bumps along the way, like a lot of challenges that you guys had to face?
Yeah, definitely. I think, of course, one of the challenges was what I mentioned. We started 2 months before COVID hit us. So COVID was the first big challenge. And I think at the beginning of COVID, the conversations that we had to collect feedback from potential customers was really about, okay, yeah, COVID hit us. We don't know anything. Let's talk about anything after the summer. And that was in March. So those were not really the great conversations. Then COVID continued a little bit. But then when finally a little bit, the momentum went a bit more to more like innovation. Then the summer holiday started. Then, of course, all the companies started to say again, okay, let's start talking after the summer. That was quite challenging in the beginning. Also, because in the beginning, you do not have anything as startup. So then you really get the feeling, okay, we are working really, really hard. We have a really great solution. And the only feedback that we receive is really great solution, but let's talk later. Oh, yeah, it's a summer. Oof, so that was challenging. But then in September, we won the Philips Innovation Award. That was really great. And then in September, things got better again. And that was the moment that we really took the momentum. We onboarded the first clients and that was really great. So it was a bumpy ride, so to say, but really great adventure with a lot of learnings. But I think now at the moment where we are now, a lot of energy in the team. So that's great.
Gotcha. Damn, that's what a ride. What a crazy ride.
yeah, exactly.
A lot of ups and downs, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, ups and downs. But I think, we are really happy now that that we are now having the momentum and can focus also with this funding on really further develop our solution, getting more traction and really make sure that we can collect feedback from customers with potential customers to make sure that we can really fine tune the product to even add more value to other potential clients. So that's really great to be in that position. So nice ride in front of us.
Yeah. Awesome. You know, most early stage startups, they have this issue of having users adopt their technology because they just don't understand it. Have you guys ran across that roadblock at all?
Yeah, we have a really innovative solution that is relatively simple to explain, but it is also complex to imagine how it works. Yeah. So AI generated synthetic data. We always try to make it simple. So how I always say is original data is collected by the source. So in all your internal processes, interactions with clients, etc. Synthetic data is generated by a computer algorithm. So really synthetically generated data, completely new data. And the difference what we do is we apply AI to model all those new data points in such a way that we can reproduce the statistical patterns relationship of the original data set in the synthetic data set so that you have synthetic data that can be used as if it is real data. And as mentioned, we focus on test infrastructure for software development and AI modeling. That's really great. And the struggles that we see there are significant. So that's really something that really adds value there. And for us, it's really about, okay, we have a new solution and there's also a role that we take in terms of educating people there and make sure that that people understand what we do. So that's something that a role that we take as well by, for example, providing webinars, seminars, trainings, etc.
You mentioned that you guys are at a stage where you're scaling up, right? With the new funding that you received, what do you think is the most pressing challenge for that right now? What is the number one biggest challenge you guys have to do that?
Yeah. I think the challenge that we have is time. There's a lot of things to do.
Yeah.
And you only have 24 hours in a day and you only have 7 days in a week. Sometimes that is the challenge. But I think one of the benefits of COVID is that we do a lot of things remote now. A lot of things are going via digital calls. And we really prevent a lot of traveling there. So yeah, we're really happy about that new efficiency gain that we have due to the new way of working. So we really appreciate that. But in general, it's really about, we have a lot of things to do on HR to hire people, make sure that we inspire people to work for. We have, of course, the financial side, we have administration, we have the commercial side, we have marketing, we have sales, we have to develop the solution further, of course. So a lot of things on the plate. And yeah, the challenge is sometimes really having enough time to really do everything.
That sounds like so different, you know, like you guys started with tech and you guys were focused on that. And now you have to build all these new skills and on like hiring and like dealing with new personalities and all that. Out of all that, is it like an exciting sort of growth or is it like something that you guys are like, oh, I didn't know that I was going to be dealing with this coming into, you know, this idea?
Yeah, definitely. It's a really great adventure.
Yeah.
You learn a lot. You get a lot of times big challenges indeed that you need to solve fast. But I think that's the adventure that you're in. And so far, we have a really great team and working together with also the other two co-founders is really nice. For us, it really gives a lot of energy to work in this challenging environment. But I think that's the essence about beginning a startup. It's about learning fast as well, not in terms of getting towards a problem solution fit, but also in terms of new things that you need to do as a startup and founder that you never did before but have to do. So it's also about those more operational things, but so far really liked it and the learning curve is steep. So I think whatever happens, it's a really great journey to be on.
That's amazing. And what kind of vision do you have for let's say, the next 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, our vision is really to solve data challenges. The key challenge that we aim to solve is having access to representative data for testing and development infrastructure. So currently we see really inferior solutions. So sometimes we see production data being used in the test infrastructure, which is not allowed. But since there's no better alternative, companies still use it. And we understand it, of course. And the alternatives are crumbling data or anonymization. But they basically destroy the data and then you cannot do proper testing. Yeah, and really our mission and vision is really to have a solution that you have representative data in your test infrastructure that is, of course, that works easy and fast. So our vision is really to set up future-proof test and development infrastructure, both for software developers and data scientists, to make sure that they can have access to data fast and that they can have access to more data, but that's also representative data. So that's basically our mission, and we want to really set a standard there. Be the benchmark. So that's the vision. Be the benchmark for test data and for test data, both for test data and software development and test data for data scientists.
Amazing. So being in a startup, there's a lot of things that come up. A lot of the listeners that we have is going to be doing their own startups and, you know, wondering how to navigate this space. Is there something that's going through this whole journey people just never told you certain things were going to happen? Like, you know, of course, the COVID thing, like you didn't know that was going to happen. But with every startup, let's say, What are some things that they don't tell you?
I think most of the things they tell. But the difficult part is that they tell it and you say, okay, of course. It's an open door, right? But then when you are in, you realize, okay, yeah, this is what I meant. And this is why it is super important. And I think one of the things that they always tell is that the team is super important. And I really, really agree on it. And it's relatively important. And you can really say, yeah, of course, the team is important. But yeah, you have to do everything with the team. And now you work full time with your team and also with the founders. Yeah, typically, if you work for a company, you typically have a contract for 40 hours a week, right? But in a startup, you have to work more.
Right. It's always on.
Yeah. With the founders, you work more than 40 hours per week. So it's really important that you have a great fit and that you have a great setup of responsibilities and that you can basically do everything that you need to do as a startup with your team. I think that's the big learning. And it's relatively simple to say, but practice, you really really see that that's important to have this set. And this is the only thing you can do at the beginning.
And I'm assuming that when you talk about team, you know, with COVID happening this crazy year, it's probably virtual, right? Like you guys have to deal with that virtually, and that makes it even more difficult, right?
Yeah, one benefit that we have is that we have an apartment in the same flat. So that was one of the things that really made it a little bit simpler for us, that we can easily make a lunch walk or whatever. Yeah, indeed, it makes it a little bit challenging sometimes. But I always like to also mention the benefits. So what I also mentioned is it really saves a lot of unnecessarily traveling. Just hop on a call to discuss something for 50 minutes instead of meeting physically. Actually, it worked quite well with us working digitally, because it simply saves a lot of time and can really focus in your own living space without anyone distracting you all the time. So I always also like to mention the benefits there.
All right. Awesome. To leave our listeners off, is there one philosophical piece that you can leave with the listeners? Some guests like to say, like, keep going, or, you know, never give up. What is that one philosophical phrase that sort of inspires you and you'd like to inspire other people with?
Just start doing something that you really like and do it really well. Spend time in it, energy in it. So that's something that I want to share with the team, and just go for it and make sure that it will be a really adventure, great ride, and with a lot of learnings.
Awesome. Thank you, Wim. Appreciate it.
Thanks all. Great for having me in this podcast.